Hello?
Good morning, this is Will. I'm with Opinion Research. We are conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Ector County. Do you have a minute?
How long will it take? I'm really busy.
Yeah, probably about 5 minutes.
All right, shoot.
Okay. Are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track or are things on the wrong track?
I don't feel well informed.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Okay, no problem. What is the most important issue facing Ector County at this moment, according to your opinion?
I guess I hadn't really thought about it. Facing Ector County, biggest problem facing Ector County.
Okay, could it be education issues, poor economy, poverty, crime, drugs?
Traffic,
okay. Thank you. How would you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
Fair, I guess.
Thank you. 5 years from now, do you think that economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
I suspect worse off.
Thank you. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County? Very concerned?
Oh.
What concerned? Not too concerned? Or not at all concerned?
I'm not too concerned about that.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Ector County, excellent, good, fair, or poor. Public transportation.
Okay. Oh, I have no idea. I never use it.
Okay. Availability of quality health care.
I don't use that either.
Okay.
Oh no, it's been several years. Let's say slightly above average.
Average? Will you say that be fair or good?
Let's say good.
Good. Okay. Thank you. A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth.
Oh man, I don't have any idea.
Okay, no problem. What about having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
I'm so not interested in that.
Okay. What about offering job opportunities in your field?
I would say, what were the options? Is there one slightly below average?
It's either excellent, good, fair, or poor.
I'm going to actually say poor on that.
Okay, thank you. What about quality of the public schools?
Poor.
What about being able to get from one place to a place with little traffic?
Poor.
Okay. What about the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Oh, yeah, I'd say that's good.
Okay. What about the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music?
Fair.
Fair. What about effective leadership from elected officials?
Honestly, I don't know about that one. Let's just say fair.
Okay, thank you. What about availability of affordable housing?
Let's say poor, actually.
Poor. Okay.
Yeah.
What about welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
I would say good. Yeah.
Okay. What about natural beauty and physical setting?
Poor.
Thank you. Okay. Next question. Now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. Families with children is either excellent, good, fair, or poor.
Good.
Good. What about young single people?
Fair.
What about racial and ethnic minorities?
Well, it depends on what you mean. In Ector County, who's the minority? I'm going to say excellent.
Okay.
I don't think it's much of an issue here.
Okay, thank you. What about people like you?
For people like me? No, it's excellent. I think everybody gets along pretty well in that regard around here.
Okay, what about immigrants from other countries?
We got tons of those, man. I think they're the majority.
Okay, they're the majority, okay. But how would you rate that? Either excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Yeah, let's say excellent, all things considered.
Okay, what about retirees?
Ooh, that might be tougher. Let's say fair.
Okay. What about recent college graduates looking for enter to the job market?
I don't think that's a problem around here. I'm going to say excellent.
Okay. What about people living below the poverty line?
Oh, that's tough, man. Like, for them, what was the question? For them to find work?
How would you rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people?
Okay. For people under the poverty line?
Yep.
Yeah, it's probably about the same as most places. Not easy, but so, well, I guess we say fair.
Fair. Thank you.
Yeah.
What about entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
Gosh, when we did that, we didn't run into any problem. So just personal experience, I guess that's excellent.
Excellent. Thank you. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor, according to your opinion?
Good.
Good. Thank you.
I mean, for me, it's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Over the next 5 years, do you think that quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
I really don't know what to expect.
Okay. What about economic development generates investments, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created? How familiar are you with the vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not at all familiar.
I don't know what their plans are. I have no idea.
Okay. So you'll say not at all familiar.
Not at all familiar.
Okay. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident.
I don't think I can be confident if I don't know what it is, right?
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah. So I'll just mark you as not at all confident. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not at all familiar.
Not at all familiar.
Thank you. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident.
Not at all confident.
Thank you. How
just because I don't know, you know?
Yeah, no, definitely. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move to Ector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Not at all likely.
Okay, thank you. Finally, just a few questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed? High school, some college graduate degree?
I have my associate's degree.
Okay, thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Moderate.
No, either Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other.
Let's say independent.
Okay, thank you. What is your age between 18 through 34, 35 through 49, 50 through 64, 65 plus?
I'm 39.
You're young. Do you have a school age? It sounds nice. Do you have a school age child living in your household? Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
Anglo.
Thank you. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Is your annual household income below 25, 25 through 39, 40 through 74, 75 plus?
75 plus.
Thank you. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, homemaker, student, currently unemployed?
I'm employed, yeah.
Is that full-time? Full-time
okay. Employed, yeah.
In terms
I'm a salary man.
Okay.
What's that?
That makes two of us. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
No.
No.
No, okay. I spend a lot of time over there, but we don't live there.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it, and we value every single one of your opinions. You have a good one.
All right, you too, man.